WTOP News.
It's 9:15. Good morning, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper. Thanks for being with us. Former President Donald Trump says in a social media post this morning that he will be arrested on Tuesday. This in connection to charges in New York connected to a hush money case involving porn star Stormy Daniels. Mr. Trump in the post called on his supporters to turn out en masse and protest. Joining us now on Skype is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., word of this arrest, of course, has been swirling, and it looks like it's going to happen on Tuesday, according to the president himself. My question for you is, since Mr. Trump has called on his supporters to show up in protest, is it fair to be alarmed by that, given what happened here at the Capitol on January 6th?
Well, Kyle, it would depend on who you are and what your understanding of what Mr. Trump is calling for. The former president has said this. We haven't heard anything official from the government, and it's not likely that we will hear anything because they don't just go around announcing these kinds of things. But just given what took place on January 6th, anything could happen. And that is, I guess, the best that I could say, because I don't want to suggest we should be alarmed, or I don't want to dismiss it either.
Yeah, I'm guessing that in anything like this, you know, you've got a couple of factors in play here. You've got a former president who continues to have Secret Service surrounding him, New York City, all of this. I'm guessing that, there was talk that this was all being coordinated about the possible arrest of former President Trump and how this might go down, given all the security that's being detailed. Would you assume, if this is correct, that there's lots of discussions that might still be happening on how this logistically goes down? I mean, we're talking about going in and out of the courthouse.
Yeah, there would be, Kyle. You're exactly right about this. There would be a lot of organizations involved, engaged. When it comes to, one, a former president, two, that person being reportedly or allegedly arrested, and it being a federal situation, there is not just one player on that security team. There are going to be multiple agencies involved. And they have contingencies and discussions about things like this all the time, I'm assuming. But certainly something like this for a former president is going to be difficult to pull off. So we'll have to wait and see. But it will be there will be a lot of participation from other agencies.